Hello, podcasters!
We still don't have a different name for it, so just forget that we said that. That's not what we're calling you.
Yeah, if you have a suggestion, get at us on the socials, at Jimmy and Nath. Maybe you guys can name yourselves.
Yeah, do it yourself. Don't make us do it.
I mean, we've already done this show, the best of.
I think this is like 30 minutes. Surely we can't do the name as well.
Sorry, our best of is 30 minutes. Yeah. That's all we've got. And it's not even that good. We just cut out the bad stuff and leave the mediocre stuff.
Most of it's just us sitting in the office talking. We're like, oh, we couldn't be bothered doing the proper podcast.
Basically, we don't have a name for you guys, and it isn't a best of. It's more like a mediocre parts of the show.
What a great sell. I'm hoping you're going to listen to the next 28 minutes.
If you haven't left, please stick around.
Enjoy. Jim, today is an absolute blessing, not because people get to listen to Jimmy and Nath, because that happens every day. What doesn't happen every day is a leap day, and that is exactly what today is, the 29th of February.
Yeah, it is, and we figured this is a day that you don't usually get, Australia.
No.
And it's a day that Jimmy and Nath don't get. So we sat down and we had a bit of a chat and we were like, what are the things that we want to learn? Mm. What do we want to do that we never get the opportunity to do?
Yeah.
And this is what we come up with.
Jimmy and Nath's Extra Day.
Jim, you can play the guitar.
Yeah, again.
I want to learn an instrument.
What are you going to learn today?
The bassoon.
Go.
Is that a bassoon?
Yeah, what song was that?
I don't know. I've got to learn what a
bassoon
is. It's
done. No, that's done. Ding.
I don't know what it sounds like.
Nath, I want to learn Spanish.
Do it.
In my day. All right. Care? Si?
Yeah, that's great.
Is that enough?
That's why and hello. Yes, no, why and yes. Maybe I need to learn it too.
Nath, I want to, you know those people, they start those fitness things. I want to be one of those guys that does 10 push-ups, like starts my day with 10 push-ups every day.
In the morning?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Go. Sorry,
go on.
I'll count them out.
Okay, count them out.
1, 2, 3.
I can't see, four, so you could just be lying on the ground counting.
6, 7,
no, you're lying on the ground counting. 9, you've actually got to push.
10.
You've got to push up.
What happened?
Counting away from the mic does not mean that you're doing push-ups. People don't know.
Nath, I'm going to be one of those guys that counts to 10 every morning.
Jim, I want to know what it's like to wear glasses. I've never worn glasses
before. Yeah, so you're mine here?
Yeah,
sweet.
Please.
Just be careful, it costs a lot of money.
No, I'll borrow the other guy in the studio with glasses. Okay, you're blind. I'm not doing that again.
Nath, I want to know what it's like to see without glasses, like have perfect vision, 20/20 vision.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No. Put it back on.
Glasses back on.
Put it back on.
Clark Kent. Nath?
I want to learn to swim.
Can you not swim?
I can. See, but I feel like if people didn't know I couldn't, they'd see me and go, wow, he's really good for a first timer.
You've got to relearn there. Jim?
Yep?
I want to read the entire Harry Potter collection in Portuguese.
Go for it.
Hola, Harry. Wingardium.
Hola, Ron.
Hey, goal! Da 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 da. Done. God, we've achieved so much.
Let's do it again in 4 years.
Can't wait. Jimmy and Nath. Jim, a huge, huge Australian and influential band have gotten back together.
Midnight Oil.
No, 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 it is these guys.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Wedges is what they had backstage at this performance.
Yeah, we're talking about it because the Wiggles have got back together, Nath.
Yeah.
They did it at DY, an RSL in Sydney. What a great place to do it to, an RSL.
Yeah.
About 700 adults, was an 18-plus event, got to see this beautiful night of Greg, Anthony, Jeff and Murray all getting back together. But everyone was talking about what was happening backstage.
Mm.
I mean, these guys hadn't seen each other for years.
Yeah. What were they going to say to each other?
Yeah, what questions would they be asking?
I'll tell you what, it's lucky we put a recorder backstage because we found out. Greg.
Yeah?
When's the last time you watched that, Skivvy?
I watched it when we retired and then I framed it. And it said, in case of Wiggles emergency, break glass.
You want to know something cool?
Yeah.
I never actually had a skivvy. I just painted myself and I was really fat, so it looked like I had a skivvy top.
That's interesting.
Too much squash potato. That's not even
squash
the line.
Banana.
It's been too long.
Our favourite song, squash potato.
Squash potato, squash potato. Hey, Murray.
Yep.
You still driving that big red car?
Nah, I sold it.
What'd you get?
I got a little Vespa.
Yeah. More practical.
Yeah. Better for the environment.
Yeah.
Greg,
you
know Coles.
Yeah.
Down, Prosser down.
Mm.
We do cold spaghetti. Cold spaghetti.
Cold spaghetti.
Are you doing well with money? Like, should we start doing ads?
Yeah, I think so.
Cold spaghetti.
Yeah, that not bad. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Hot chickens, hot chickens.
Need to say
fresh
things.
Bananas, fresh bananas.
We're just going to tweak it a little bit. Yeah.
This could so be close. Huge.
So close. Hey, Anthony.
Yeah?
You know our name, The Wiggles?
Yeah.
I can't remember who came up with that.
Elton John.
Elton John?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Don't know.
Just sat around and goes, you random four people, come the together, Wiggles. The Wiggles.
Yeah, that was it. No, yeah. He texted me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like, who am I? Glenn? Oh. Greg? He's like, Greg, you guys, you should get together and be the Wiggles. Wake up, Jeff.
Jesus, it's been 4 years. I'm finally awake. It took 4 years.
My God.
That might wake
now,
him up.
Now what happens?
You've ruined it. Now I can't be safe. What do I do now? You idiot.
Jeff didn't retire. He was just sleeping.
All right, boys, we better get back out there.
Time for some fruit salad.
Jimmy and Nate. Good morning, Australia. Thank you for joining us this morning. Jim, we're talking
Twins, Basil.
Which has led us to play our most favourite game.
Never tell us apart.
Yes, Australia, it is your favourite show, Jimmy and Nate, and your favourite game, Never Tell Us Apart.
Two birds, one stone, favourite show, favourite game.
Yeah, so you can call up on 13 24 10 and play Can You Tell Us Apart? Basically, you'll speak to myself, I am Jimmy, or you'll speak to...
Myself, I am Nate.
And you just have to guess who you're speaking to and you win a prize. It's that easy.
It's pretty easy. It might be a little bit too easy, what do you think?
Well, let's throw them off now. Let's
by stuttering.
Yeah, the stuttering one is Jimmy.
There you go.
If you chat to someone who stutters,
we'll see how Rachel goes.
Rach, you can pick Jimmy or Nath. The odds will be 50-50, just so you know.
Or you could also say it's Stephen, who's our other guy in the studio.
No, there's no other guy. It's just Jimmy or Nath.
All right, Rachel, who is this?
Hello.
Hello, Jimmy.
Damn it! Oh, that would be harder.
This is way too easy.
Oh, we're just giving free stuff
away.
We're just
pretty much giving away a free prize. All right, for a second prize, guess
who this is.
Hello.
Jimmy again?
No! We said double or nothing, didn't it?
Yeah,
she's going home empty-handed.
No.
I can't hear you, Rachel. You've dropped out.
Jimmy and Nate. We're talking vending machines. Great little topic. Not great for Leo, the 4-year-old Melbourne boy, unfortunately, who was stuck in a vending machine with his first encounter ever with a vending machine, might I add, for 6 hours. He had to be rescued by emergency authorities after the anti-theft mechanism kicked in when he tried to stick his little hand up there trying to grab some Oreos, and the poor guy, he had to get rescued.
Nate, you see yourself as a bit of a Batman, don't you? Bit of a superhero as such?
Look, I won't say Batman because he
Robin?
Doesn't... Well, no, you're more like Robin. I'm more like
I'll
Superman.
Take Robin.
No, I'm Alfred. Yeah, you are Alfred.
Yeah. Yeah.
Geriatric Jimmy.
Just looking after me you are every single time.
I am. And tonight, Nath, you took it upon yourself. You wanted to get a bit of vengeance against vending machines for little old Leo.
Yeah.
So all night you've been trying to break into the vending machine here at Nova. I've been explaining to you it's a soft drink vending machine, but you're adamant that you could get chocolates out of it.
You don't know that it's a soft drink vending machine. There could be chocolates behind those
Fantas. I do because it says Coca-Cola on the front.
You don't know.
Your only option's a Coke.
You haven't been through the whole thing.
Well, look, we recorded your attempts for the last 3 hours to try and break into the machine. This is what happened, Australia.
All right, vending machine. It's you and me right now. I guess let's try the obvious, Jim.
Yep. No. Stop hitting the vending machine.
No. That didn't work. Attempt one didn't work. Just hit it. Didn't work. What if...
Don't kick the vending machine.
No. What if there's already something in there?
Yep. No? Try, go in. Have a look. Nothing's in there, is it?
Oh, my God!
What is it?
Jim, I've done it.
Where you go?
Yes.
That's your phone.
Yeah, it was in there. It was in the vending machine. I put it in to get it out.
No, it doesn't count.
Don't put it back in the machine. Why? Jim.
Yep, coat hanger. Yeah. All right, what are you going to do?
Well, it's pretty obvious what I'm going to do. Can you hold the door open for me?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, hold it open. There you go. All right, can you see anything moving? I can't see.
No, I think it's stuck.
Oh, is that Smith's chips?
It's stuck.
That's the Smith chips.
There's no chips in the machine.
That's either Smith chips or it's like a block of chocolate or something.
They're just soft drinks.
Here they are.
It's a soft drink machine.
Oh, it's actually stuck.
You've stuck it.
I wish I could give you some chocolate to make you feel better, but I can't get any air.
It's not a chocolate machine. I keep telling you. It's just soft drinks.
Then why am I even trying to break into this?
You're thirsty?
Yeah, I am.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova.
Nath, a CNN reporter has confused Austria with Australia.
Common error, couple of vowels.
It does happen a lot. She reported that Australia is building a wall on the border of Slovenia. Which is not happening.
Okay, just to clarify, we are not building a wall.
We're not building a wall in Slovenia. Yeah. And the thing that really upset me was she said this on national television, and now people think Australia is building a wall. So I feel like Australia has been robbed of a wall.
Well, we've got a few good walls. I mean, the rabbit-proof fence, just as I said, that's a fence.
Yes. No, we need walls.
We need a wall.
So what Jimmy and Nathan do, Australia, we're going to give you a wall. Mm. We're going to build a wall that you deserve.
To the wall.
Yes, we're going to build a little wall in studio throughout the show from this morning, 1 a.m. till 5 a.m. We're going to find stuff from around the office and we're going to build a wall.
We don't have many supplies. This is the only problem. We're going to have to make do.
Yeah, we're going to have to see what's around. But, Nath, before we can build a wall, you need people to watch the wall. A bit of a night's watch, you know. It's nighttime. For the watch, yes. So I've written a bit of an oath.
What do you mean you've written an oath?
An oath for you. Nath's oath. Because if you're going to watch the wall with me, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you need to read. You've never seen this. You need to read this oath. You need to read it out to Australia.
I love how you've got the sound for it as well. Oh, here we go.
You need to recite this.
Night gathers, and now my watch begins. It shall not end until my death or 5 a.m.
Don't die.
I shall take no wife. Do no other radio shows and love my Jimmy.
Yep.
I shall wear headphones and push the buttons.
You're the button pusher.
I shall live and die at the desk.
Oh, die? Yeah, who knows? It's a long show.
I am the Nath in the Jimmy Nath. I am the watcher of the phone.
They should be phones. That's a typo. What people call.
Phones, yeah. I am will pay for Jimmy's lunch tomorrow. Bit of spelling.
Yeah, whoops. Just read this.
I pledge my life and honour to the Jimmy and Nath's wall for this night and all nights to come unless someone comes and knocks it down.
Yes, well done. You're officially a watcher on the wall, Nath.
We're going to start building this wall
Australia,
right now.
We're going to build your wall.
Let's see how we go. Jim, there's a British guy who has somehow managed to travel from London to Germany using his girlfriend's passport. And not only did no one notice, but he didn't even notice and he didn't get pulled up once until he was in the German hotel. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and it got us talking and we're like, if you had your girlfriend's passport, I mean, you'd have some fun with it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you got to ham it up.
Yeah, you'd pretend to be your girlfriend. I mean, that's the most logical thing to do.
I mean, don't worry about sightseeing. Don't worry about whatever there is to do in Germany.
Just put on a little girly accent and pretend to be it. And we've found he's done this, and we've got the world premiere. This is him pretending to be his girlfriend.
Customs.
Oh, hello. I'm just going to put my bag here. It's got my hairbrush and hairspray. Oh, that's my lipstick. Sorry.
Can I see your passport?
Oh, I'm just, just came from a dance concert, you know, because I'm a dancer.
Sweet. Take that. Bang. Welcome to the country.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Oh, he's attractive, isn't he?
On the plane.
Mate, I mean, I don't want to ask, but you've got a beard and you're wearing a dress. Like, what's going on?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. My laser, I didn't book it in. I'm just in the family. I'm Irish, so I've got a lot of hair coming down through.
No, you're clearly a man.
Is this seatbelt really tight? I think I'm getting cramps. Is anybody else getting cramps? How do you do it? You lie on the ground and you breathe out.
Does anyone want to change seats?
Maybe I'm
anyone.
Pregnant. I'm pregnant.
You're not pregnant.
Wait,
someone change my seat.
Wait,
anyone.
Tell Josh. Oh, my God.
German hotel.
Hello, lady.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I am a lady. Thank you very much.
Can I please see some ID?
No. Just direct me to where the yoga classes are. I'd like a chai latte in yoga class, please. And if it's got the German version of Bridget Jones' Diary, I'd also like to watch that because I am a lady.
Yes, Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh, I know what that means. It means I'm an attractive lady and you love my hair. Oh, I love the Germans.
German room service.
Hello, miss. You ordered the bratwurst and stein?
Yes, because I'm a lady. A lady.
Would you like some sauce?
I'm wearing my nightgown.
Sorry.
With my robe on.
Sorry, sir. Would you like some sauce on
bratwurst? No, I'm not a sir. I'm a missus.
No,
I'm a miss.
No.
I'm single.
You don't. Sorry, please don't. No.
I'm confused. At the start, you were a woman. Now you're a man.
No.
You don't know who you are.
I'm confused as well. I'm my husband.
I think you're a house cleaner at the start, a woman, we said, and now you're a man.
Yeah, I've changed my mind. It's the theme of this whole thing. I don't want you to feel left out.
I don't know who you are. I'm a lady.
I thought I was German as well, so I'm not a female waitress.
This is Janelle and Natalie on Nova.
Nath, a 19-year-old has become the world's youngest billionaire. But... But it hasn't stopped there, because she's also an Olympic dressage competitor.
Yeah, that's huge.
And you and me were having a bit of a chat before, and we were saying it's pretty sexy to be the world's youngest billionaire and an Olympic dressage competitor.
And being able to tame one of the most aggressive beasts known to man.
A horse.
I don't actually know if they're aggressive.
No, they can be. Wild horses can be very aggressive.
Well, there you go. See, that is sexy, being able to tame that.
So you know what it's time for.
Oh, yeah.
A sexy conversation. Alexandra Andersen of Norway has become the youngest billionaire in the world. But she doesn't have love. It doesn't stop there. She's not just rich. She's an Olympic dressage competitor.
And no, that doesn't mean that she's good at dressing masseuses. Massaging. Dressage? Massage? No. It involves everybody's favourite beast. Probably the aphrodisiac of the animal world.
Who says that?
I don't know.
The horse.
Straight from the horse's mouth. She took out, get this, the 1475th
I think
position.
That's how it said, is 1475th.
For those who didn't understand what I said, 1475th. position on the World Billionaires Forbes list, which basically means she has a lot of money.
Which basically means she's not a 1,476th or 77th. She's 75th.
Which means if you don't get her, you've got 1,474 other companions you can choose from.
But they're not Olympic dressage competitors.
Which we've just figured out involves horses, not masseuses.
We always knew that.
I didn't. Just date her.
She's a horse massager.
No.
No.
That's worse.
Jimmy and Nate.
3, 2, 1. Boom! We're back!
You thought we were gone.
Jamie Lawson wasn't expecting that.
Well done.
Actually, there's no music in this podcast, so...
I can put that underneath.
Do it.
Do you want that song?
Yeah, do it.
Sweet. It'll come in 3, 2, 1.
Boom!
There it is. Yeah, we thought we'd surprise you guys. Have a bit of a chat. This is for the fans. Well, technically, it's also for the enemies, because our enemies could look us up on iTunes and listen to the podcast.
Maybe
as well.
They're trying to listen to us to know when not to listen to us again, and then they go, ha! I didn't listen to another podcast.
Maybe it's our enemy, James Corden, listening to steal some more ideas from
your
us.
Your show, your song. That's how we defeat him.
James, if you're listening, stop. You've got your own show. Go concentrate on that. This is for Jimmy and Ace fans.
Don't talk to us anymore, James. Actually, he never really talks to us, does he?
No.
I don't think
just
he knows
we
exist.
Just listens to the podcast.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest.
Right now, Nath, we're talking about Nike. They've created a new commercial that explains how to do a push-up.
I know. It's very technical. I didn't think there was that many instructions.
The age-old debate. How do you do a push-up properly? Well, don't worry, Australia, because we're not just going to play Nike's ad. Actually, we're not going to play it at all. We're going to talk you through the four steps. Step one, hands just outside shoulder width.
I mean, unless you're trying to do a diamond push-up, which is the carve one, hands shape of a diamond, hence the name.
That works. The triceps, doesn't it, Nate?
Ah, well done.
Yeah.
You've never done one, though.
Yeah. No, I've never done one. Nate has. Head to Instagram or head to Nate's Instagram at Nathan Roy. You'll see his triceps. Number two instruction, long, flat back. No butt up in the air or hips sagging through.
This bit confuses me a bit, Jim, because how can you have a long back? Does that mean you just, if you have a short back, you can't do a push-up?
Short back, we've just, sorry, Strav, your short back, you're out. Number three, chin tucked and eyes gazed at your fingertips.
Yeah, okay.
I just think they're really overcomplicating it. Number four, start by only lowering your chest to elbow height. Once you have the strength and confidence, you can go deeper.
I don't understand the confidence bit. I mean, you're not falling very far. How long are your arms?
Bang, yeah. Sorry, if you have a short back, you can't do it. And if you have a long arms, you can't do it. But don't worry, Australia. Nike have confused you. But Jimmy and Nath, we're pretty simple.
Yeah.
And we've created our own push-up video.
Yeah.
Just to help you out, make it real simple. This is it.
Welcome to Jimmy and Nate's push-up video.
Nate, how do I do it?
Jim, it's pretty easy. Just get on the ground.
Yeah.
Now push up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh.
Well done.
Jimmy and Nate's push-up video.
Nate, there's hard-hitting interviews out there, and you and me are known for our interviews,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes celebrities don't want to talk about what they're known for. Actors don't want to talk about acting, models don't want to talk about modelling, but you and me, we put our hands up and we do those interviews, usually for 60 minutes. This is our best-of package of dealing with the hard-hitting questions.
I'm Peter Overton.
I'm Tara Brown.
I'm Liam Bartlett.
And I'm Liz Hayes.
And this is Jimmy and Nate. Tonight on 60 Minutes.
Nath.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got an interview with Iggy Azalea.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, but I apparently I can't mention any of her music or songs.
I've heard that. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, just watch. Oh, I'm gonna get a song titles in.
Oh, here we go.
Iggy, I hear that you've been working, had a lot of work, and you know, you're on planes a lot, you know, you're bouncing from country to country. How is that? You've also got your modeling contract with Bonds, I heard. You're looking very fancy. What is next for you? Please don't make me beg for it. You know, you're dating Nick Young. He's a, you know, a basketball player. Does he get in trouble? I do want to ask about your music, but I'll respect your decision because I don't want to have a problem.
Jim, yeah. Not going to believe he's just walked in.
Who is it?
George.
George who?
Georgie Clooney.
Clooney, oh, no, what? You can interview.
Yeah, but I'm not allowed to talk about his movie. I don't want.
Got any ideas?
I'm going to slip him in.
Okay.
Pets is a big thing. Do you have any fish? I know you've got a lot of fish from, like, oceans and stuff. What, like, 11, 12, 13 fish, maybe, something like that? You see that? The astronaut that he landed today, which is pretty awesome, spent heaps of time up on the space station. Zero gravity, I believe it was, which is really, really clever. Oh, sorry, George, just before we continue, have you got the date? I always forget what day it is. March, is it? Oh, yeah. Bloody Ides, eh? The Ides of March. Wow, George, I'm really running out of things to say to you. Weather's been pretty good in Australia. I heard in America it's been pretty average, like some storms and stuff, almost some would say like some perfect storms. Finally, George, I just want to know like your background, your heritage, like your descendants. Where do they come from? Well, like you're Irish, I believe? Not Irish. Anyway, George, thank you so much for your time.
I've got Michael Phelps.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. 8 gold medals.
Yeah, he's looking
aging.
He's looking fit.
Yeah, he's good. Can't mention swimming, though.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to mention some of his events. I'll sneak him in.
Sneak him in. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Michael, how are you? I've heard a rumour that you may be getting into rap. Any chance you could give us a freestyle? Welcome to Australia, Michael. I know there is a lot of flies around, and I just want to warn you. I know you're a big breakfast guy, so if you're having butter on your toast, you just want to watch out. Butterfly. Don't want it. Don't want flies on your butter. Butterfly. Did you drive here today, Michael? You did. We gave you that parking out the front. Yeah, it was a quick... Yeah, it was a quick walk in. It would probably be, what, 100 metres? 200 metres? 400 metres? Yeah, back to your music career. When you do have an album, I mean multiple albums in your rap career, do you think you'd, you know, have a best of? Maybe get together like a medley of your best hits? You're a fit guy, Michael. How do you keep fit? Do you look like you run? Do you do a lot of running? Maybe with some friends? Maybe you get together, do a relay?
Nath.
Yeah.
How do you think we went? Look, I think we would really, really well. Really sneaky. I don't think they had any idea.
No idea.
Jimmy and Nath. Jim, self-proclaimed life hack expert, Ron Dicker, basically he's come out with a viral video that's told everyone how to break into a padlock using simply two wrenches. Basically, you shove them in there, pop it open, easy as that.
Yeah, and you thought I'd seen this video. You were under the impression that I had seen this video, but I hadn't. I'd never seen this video.
I swear I sent it to you.
No, you didn't. Didn't send it to me.
No?
And I came into Nova tonight, and I've walked into the toilet, and there's a phone in the bathroom.
Mm.
And it started ringing and I've answered it. And you've tried to stitch me up. You've tried to lock me in the bathroom. This is what happened.
Hello?
I want to play a game.
Who is this?
I want to play a game.
Is this nice?
No. I want to play a game. There is
that,
a
you've locked me in the bathroom.
And you must
let
break
me out of the bathroom.
The padlock on the door with the wrench. There's two wrenches, actually. Not one. They're hidden somewhere in the bathroom.
I mean, it's pretty easy. I mean, there's not much places. There's not many places to hide a wrench in there, so it's actually pretty easy to find. But basically, you want the wrenches and you want to break the padlock.
What is this? Just let me out of the bathroom. Let me out.
One Jimmy.
Let me out.
One padlock.
Funny.
Two wrenches. Find
there's no
out
wrenches.
This summer,
it's
Jimmy
not a
is
movie
stuck in the toilet.
I'm not stuck. Stop. It's not a movie. Wait.
Will he die? Who knows? Maybe he'll
I'm
choke
not gonna die
on the soap.
I can climb over
in
the
bathroom.
Top.
He can't climb over the top because the gap.
Again, there's a big gap.
The gap is mildly too small.
Wait. Mate.
What?
There's no wrenches. This is actually unlocked. Look.
No, it can't be unlocked.
I, can walk
I put
straight
that,
out.
I put the lock on the. What level are you on?
I'm level 5.
Oh, can you go down to level 4? Please, Jim, go down to level 4. I think I left my wrenches and my padlock down there.
Yeah, just wait. I'm nearly done. Yeah, now I'm done.
Jimmy and Nate. The University of Illinois in America has basically done some research and they provided the effects of drinking water are really good for your body.
Mm.
And we all know, I mean, our body's 80% water, but basically increasing your water consumption by just 1% can stop calories, it can help you with digesting sugar, sodium, and even help your cholesterol level.
So does that basically mean if you drink more water, you can just eat more crap? So if you go to Macca's and get a Big Mac, does that mean if you get a water, it's fine?
Well, yeah, actually, it's funny you mention that because do you know who Shaquille O'Neal is, the basketball player?
The big guy.
Yeah. So he basically said to his coach once, I'm not going to stop eating junk food or all that. And basically a doctor on the basketball team said to him, all right, just drink more water. Because the more water you drink, it flushes it out of your body.
Are you trying to tell me that you want to do that? Because I'm not going to let you.
Oh, yeah. I want to be a professional NBA player. That's what I want to do. But I put together this little challenge for you, Nate. You've got some water here in the studio.
Mm.
So basically, every time you hear a noise of shot to drink, you've got to drink. So let's start this little game. You can just play it. So every time you hear that, you've got to drink.
So now?
No, wait. It'll come up again. The average adult should be consuming 4.2 cups of plain water daily. Mm. I'm not sure what plain water is.
No, I don't really understand what that is either.
And also, there should be something kicking in right now to encourage you to drink.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh,
yeah, I told you. So you just got to drink that water there?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. What are you drinking that out of?
I don't know. That looks like a little it's a measuring cup.
You've got a wine glass, a jug of water. There's another one.
Okay.
You've got there's a cup. You've also got a bottle of water as well.
God, I'm feeling better after these.
Yeah, yeah. How are you feeling? I've encouraged you not to drink water for a long time.
Oh, so. Can't even get back to the mic.
Now Nathan is drinking a wine glass of water. You got to finish it, mate. That's the whole thing.
I don't have time.
Before the next one fires. Go on, skull.
Now I'm behind.
Now you're behind. Quick. Finish your bottle.
No one wants to hear my flat tongue.
The drink.
Oh, God. I might drown. Drink.
Oh, look, just...
Jimmy
and Nath on Nova. Nath, on the weekend, I watched a movie, Burnt. Are you aware of it?
Is that the one where Bradley Cooper is French and a cook?
Yes.
I mean, can he get even more attractive, Bradley Cooper?
they just offer him roles in attractiveness. We need a sexy chef in France. Yeah, give it to Brad's.
Yeah.
I watched it. I really enjoyed it. It got panned online. Like, there were a lot of bad reviews.
Mm.
But I was under the impression that it was a true story.
Yeah.
So I feel like if a movie is a true story, you've got more of an emotional connection to it because you're like, this really happened. Oh my God, I can't believe this happened, which is what I was doing the whole movie. But then yesterday I found out it's not a true story.
Oh,
and I was really let down. I was like, oh, And now I agree with everyone else.
I don't understand the whole true story thing. Like, is it when they say loosely based on a true story, does that mean there's one guy who's got the same name? Or is it like a full-on story? I don't understand.
Well, in this case, it could be just there was a chef somewhere in France. This is based on a true story.
Loosely based, they'll use.
Based on a true story. But it got me thinking. I was like, it's actually pretty hard to tell if a movie is a true story or not. Mm-hmm. So I thought, why don't we play a little game? Why don't we play Jimmy and Ace based on a true story? And I can see if you can guess if a movie is true or not based on its synopsis, its summary.
You can't handle the truth!
Jimmy and Nate's based on a true story.
The true story of a young man who was accidentally sent 30 years into the past in a time-travelling DeLorean invented by his friend, Dr. Emmett Brown.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna have to lock in not a true story. Although I love time travel and I love Back to the Future.
It's false. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the Future. The true story.
Hang on, are you gonna start everything with the true story?
I'm trying to fool you. A true story about Frank Abagnale Jr., who before his 19th birthday successfully conned millions of dollars worth of checks as a Pam Am pilot.
I don't even know. Is that Million Dollar Baby?
It's Catch Me If You Can. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Matt Damon.
No.
No?
Is it Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, if Matt Damon's not in it, it's not true then.
Is it a true story or not?
Catch Me If You Can. No, not a true story.
No, it's a true story.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how was... Okay.
I said at the start, a true story.
I should have known. I should have known.
Following the Normandy landings, a group of US soldiers go behind enemy lines to retrieve a paratrooper whose brothers have been killed in action.
Is it Behind Enemy Lines?
No.
Oh, you said that. I thought that was a bit of a hint.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, I think there was a Private Ryan rocking around.
So you're going to go true?
I'm going to go that's true.
You know who was in that movie?
Ryan Reynolds.
Matt Damon.
Oh, was it? Must be true then.
No, false.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Jimmy and Nath's goodbye song.
Because now it's time to go.
Oh, live music in the studio. It does not get much better, Jim.
Yes, I got my guitar here. It's live. Anything can happen.
We haven't done this in a week. Do you remember how to play?
Yeah, no, I do. Do you know how to play?
No, I just try to make myself feel better. No, I do.
This is the best of the week. Everything you missed.
Jimmy and Nate's goodbye song. 29th of February, we had an extra day.
Jimmy and Nate's extra day.
Jim, you can play the guitar.
Yeah, again.
I want to learn an instrument.
What are you going to learn today?
The bassoon.
Go.
And the Wiggles got back together. We found out what happened backstage.
Greg.
Yeah?
When's the last time you watched that, Skivvy?
I watched it when we retired, and then I framed it. Yeah. And it said, in case of Wiggles emergency, break glass.
Nate keeps breaking into the Nova vending machines.
All right, vending machine. It's you and me right now. I guess let's try the obvious, Jim.
Yep. No. Stop hitting the vending machine.
We were building.
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 Building a wall for Australia.
Wall.
Guy used his girlfriend's passport. Pretended to be her all over Europe.
Oh, hello, I'm just gonna put my bag here. It's got my hairbrush and hairspray. Oh, that's my lipstick, sorry.
The youngest billionaire also rides horses. So we had a sexy conversation.
Alexandra Andersen of Norway has become the youngest billionaire in the world.
Jimmy and Nate on Nova, saying goodbye, Australia.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Check out the podcast on iTunes.
And they actually can, because this is going to be on the podcast special edition. Not really, because everyone hears this, but enjoy anyway.
A best of.
Miss the show? Download the Jimmy and Nate podcast now. NovaFM.com.au or search Jimmy and Nate in iTunes. Or hit the guys up on the socials at Jimmy and Nate.